Welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Queens and Princesses. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Monday to Friday, I will bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. Queens and Princesses. For 90 years, Wenatchee has celebrated the Apple Blossom Festival. It is a huge event that takes place, as the title suggests, in spring. At that time of year, the valley becomes full of the colour and smell of pink apple blossoms. The festival celebrates not only the beauty of spring, but the community that has been built around the apple tree, and the lives that the orchards support. A queen and two princesses are chosen from many high school age girls who apply. To become one of the royalty, there are some tough prerequisites. You can't just be a pretty face. You have to be a well-rounded individual, intelligent, involved in the community, and focused on several hobbies and causes. This year's royalty have just been chosen. They will be seen from now on in the newspaper and in shops and businesses making appearances and having their photographs taken. There is a great reward for becoming one of the royalty as well. Scholarships for college. When education is so expensive, that is a tremendous benefit. There are many other areas of preparation for apple blossom that can take months of hard work. There will be a large parade downtown, a kids' parade, a food fair, and a whole host of activities and events that involve the whole community. The festival is big business. It attracts 100,000 people every year, providing a great whoosh for the community. At the entrance to Wenatchee, there is a sign that says the Apple Capital of the World. Though the economy has changed in recent years, and even the orchards, the Apple Blossom Festival celebrates the roots of the community and its human and natural resources. So when I stand on the sidewalk with all the other people on the day of the parade, I will make sure that I give the Queen and Princesses a very enthusiastic wave. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. Prerequisites. The prerequisites for the psychology course are general sciences, mathematics, and English. Well-rounded. He is a well-rounded student. He is academic, yet sporty, social, yet focused. To make an appearance. A famous actor made an appearance at the local bookshop to sign books. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com, and you can always contact me through my email at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com, and I'll promise to write back to you. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.